You damn right.
I piss my ass.
Race war.
The last ride.
Yeah.
Benoit's back.
Damn right.
Olympic slam.
Yeah.
Malay.
2004 is so fucking real.
You damn right.
Wait a minute. You're not even Chavito. Who are you, USA?
Back to red.
You damn right. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Yeah, that's the thing today.
Yes, the Portuguese Irishman will stand in for the Mexican.
Portuguese Dean of War is here. Aldine Montoya is here.
Justin, we've been recording for 12 seconds.
All right, everyone, welcome back to You Damn Right's Watch Along. I'm the Ruthless Aggression Era. I'm Justin. Sam's here.
I'm playing Journey of Wrestling on my other monitor.
Oh, fuck what? Yeah. That game has ruined my life.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Dean is here for a recording. We don't have to call him. He's just in the call for once.
No more bit. I'm just here.
Sam might do a bit where he calls him anyway.
I was about to say.
I can't do that.
Thank you, Justin.
Oh,
just
fuck.
Just what Sam's jokes for the night. Thank you, Justin.
Well, Dean is here. Dean is here. John is here. I'm here.
Yeah, God forbid Sam's a white here. Boy speak Dean a little new porn in the Budokan of the fuck that game kitchen said.
Dude, we need to go to Japan purely so we can get that
a
fucking game
solely
kitchen.
For Dean.
That's such a fucking crazy shirt. Anyway, we're watching the September 30th, 2004 episode of SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
This is the go-home show to No Mercy?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is this the anniversary show?
No, that was yesterday.
No, we watched that. We watched that already. This should be the go-home show to No Mercy because they said it was like 2 weeks away. No Mercy with such matches as Eddie Guerrero versus Luther Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Agnew,
anyway,
am I booked?
May it work in
turn during like a prime period in this company, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Also, hopefully this week on SmackDown, we will find out why the fuck Mark Jindrak was in the main event segment last week.
Oh my god.
Which is genuinely the most pressing question on everyone's mind for this episode of SmackDown.
Respect Mark Jindrak.
Let him know.
Arena Mexico's Mark Jindrak.
Yes, respect Mark Jindrak.
In my right, opinion,
Sam. Direction.
Dean.
Uh-huh.
John.
I don't get it.
Are you ready to watch the September 30th, 2004 episode of SmackDown?
I'll consider it.
Possibly. I'll think about it.
We should really do this bit and then start a completely separate show one of these times.
That's how our new show Redacted should start.
No! 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 No!
No!
No! This fucking sucks.
Justin, turn it off. Turn it off, Justin. I'm not watching this crap anymore.
This is the worst time period in wrestling. Eddie Guerrero's in a program with Luther Reigns, Mark Jindrak in the main event scene.
Let me see how New York is doing. Oh my god, oh my god, they just hit the second tower. God fucking. Oh my god, this crap. We're fucking so not back, brother. No. No.
We have lyrics this week?
No.
Naeed!
I don't even care about the lyrics.
The V1 version is scoffed. This intro fucking sucks.
Is the V3 one when it finally starts to get like faster?
Yes.
That's the version I prefer.
Yes, I don't care for the V1 version of the song.
I fucking hate SmackDown.
It's Wednesday night, and you know what that means. I hate wrestling.
Consistently forget that it's Drowning Pool that does the theme.
No. 2002 is so far away. Wichita.
Snap.
Wichita's.
Hey, John.
I'm not supposed to put ECW
mood is now
for
completely
this.
Ruined for the rest of the show.
I know. There was a... That was an awful start.
Damn, I have an idea. Yeah. You should go see his grave or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's Boss Man! He's here!
What a sign.
Thank you. Pulls a stunt like he did last week and humiliates the way he did last week. Oh yeah, bro got shaved. It was pubes.
Fuck this show.
I am Kurt Angle and I shaved the Big Show. I don't care cause I just found out Boss Man died. Kurt Angle did the Big Show last week, and remember, in 3 days this Sunday at No Mercy, Kurt Angle fucking sat around, stupid ass.
We are about to enter a period in wrestling where everybody's about to die within like a 4 or 5 year span of time.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying soon.
Starting with John.
Okay.
Good enough.
We're all on the same page here.
Good enough. Star Wars.
I saw that. I'm fucking tight.
Star Wars. What the fuck? Not even like a reference. It just says Star Wars. To win the WWE Championship in my first year of pro wrestling. Big if true.
And last week, I promised to provide a SmackDown moment. The likes of which has never been seen before.
Huh? I drunk the Big
Just
Show.
Just like every promise I've ever made in my life.
He did it for Boss Man.
No. 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 Show's hair goes to see his father. That's a crazy visual.
All right, Kenta Kobashi versus Mike Awesome.
What?
Oh, on SmackDown in 2004?
Yes.
Yeah, Dean said. Dean knew that.
Right, Chris Benoit versus Mitsuhara Masawa.
Kenta Kobashi and Mike Awesome has happened, and it shockingly was not very good.
Yeah, well, Benoit versus Masawa is going to be right before that.
The wrong way.
Benoit Masawa sounds insane.
Oh.
I'm also doing the Smoky Mountain Wrestling gimmick and having the Rock and Roll Express beat the Gangsters for the tag titles tonight.
Ooh.
Oh my! That's a tranquilizer dart.
Oh my god, he hit it with a nerf dart.
Oh my god.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, what the? Oh,
Boss Man's dead. Oh.
Boss Man killed my dad or something.
I don't remember the angle.
And then he ate my dog. I don't wait, no one person.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me. There he is, Pepper. Gomez.
For Gomez.
Pepper Gomez and fed him to Al.
Al?
Al? Oh, thank you. I've been meaning to do that for weeks.
John, if you actually shut up for like 2 seconds, they're actually doing that voice
doing
on the
voice.
Show.
He's what?
He did what?
He's what?
What? I'm surprised they kept that in. That's insane. Rape the Big Show.
That's fucking insane.
That's
what the
fuck? What he basically
fuck?
Just said.
Why do you say that?
Hey, why the fuck you say that? What the fuck is wrong with you, sick freak?
This is a crazy opening 10 for a SmackDown.
What the fuck are we doing? I thought that said Step Brothers, and I'm like, what did he know that we didn't?
When did Step Brothers come out?
08?
Okay, that makes sense.
Retribution?
Retribution?
They're not here yet.
Shut it down! Hey, look at the name of! In a wrong, actually, no, that is the right song.
I knocked you out, I shaved your head.
Push Herb. Come back in about 2 years, brother.
Put on all my Christmas cards this year. Take a look.
Whoa!
This is me, Dak did. The Big Show!
I did what everyone here has dreamed about doing.
Wait a minute.
Big bully.
Uncle Cole, take it away.
Took out an entire roster. And I humiliated him like he's never been humiliated before.
I'm not gonna crowd, say that. I'm not gonna say that shit.
The Heidenreich angle is karma for what he said.
That already happened.
Not that already happened.
It did?
Yep, that happened the week before he said that.
I was gonna say that already happened.
Crazy. Okay.
Now he knows.
America's heartland.
American woman.
American woman.
I don't expect you people to recognize greatness. But there are only two people who do.
Same
two
one.
Men that I have personally selected.
Luther Reigns and Mark Jindrak.
I agree.
In my corner, no mercy, when I end the big show.
The guy who's almost Roman Reigns and the guy who was almost.
He was a graduate of Seton Hall University. Come on out, Mark Jindrak.
I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Have been groomed in the image of
these are the
Mr.
Usos, brother.
Angle, I found a friend.
Mr. Angle, this is my imaginary friend. The erection. Mr. Angle, Charlie looks a bit different. Mr. Angle, as you can see, I got a bit hungry, so I bought you something too. I can tell
you what it is. World's greatest tag team junior.
Yeah, big show's hair. That's exactly what it is. Wow. They're proud of what they did.
Yeah, this is just Team Angle.
Mr. Angle, you ever watch South Park with that Scott Tenorman kid? This is what we're about to do to the big show.
Oh my god.
Of course, Luther Reigns. You know, Cole, like I said at the top of the show, man, I'm just surprised at Kurt Angle. I know Kurt Angle for a long time. I know him pretty good, but I'm just surprised Kurt went to the length, stooped to the level that he did last week. Why are you surprised at anything that Kurt Angle does?
I love Evolution, by the way. I mean,
he feigned an injury for months.
I'm holding that shit up like it's a belt. You're a fucking idiot.
Looks like he won the gold medal again.
Nation.
Nation. This is the Shield, brother.
It's a Mac Miller
team.
Come on and get it all.
Oh my god, Rodney Mac.
Now hold on, I'm getting a player. Give me some of that hair, because I've been bald for far too long.
Kurt Angle, I'm bald.
Kurt Angle, go for better. Golf a bit of ball sucker, want a bit of hair on his head, player.
That would have been a good bit if Teddy walked down the ramp and started picking up the hair from the bags.
Putting on his head.
Started putting it on his head.
Unfortunately, player. Fortunately for me, player. Ironically, black is not my color.
On SmackDown, you knocked the big show out and you shaved his head.
What?
Now here,
you know,
you look like me, so I have a question for you, Mr. Paul White. Why are you bald?
And that's the only way to truly settle this thing between you two, and the way to do it is to do it in
no mercy, you're going to have a hair versus hair match.
And what that means,
the loser gets his hair back,
is that Mark Jindrak and Luther Reigns will not be in your corner at No Mercy.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's big.
No. Mr. Angle, what does that mean?
And one other thing.
Not in the corner. You didn't put me in timeout.
If anyone else interferes in that match, then they will be fired.
Woo.
What? Mr. Angle, what does
I
that mean?
Believe that. You see, Kurt, this is World Wrestling Entertainment.
We're not a federation?
And here I thought WWE stood for Walk with Elias.
Versus the Bald Angry Giant. Oh, yeah, Kurt.
The Bald Angry Giant. You fucking suck, brother.
On pay-per-view. So the only thing I can say to you, player.
The Bald Angry Giant, of course, Bull Buchanan.
That's crazy. The Bald Angry Giant.
The Bald Angry Giant Bernard.
Wait a minute, Mr. Angle, that's my partner.
Alright. Ian, I have a question for you. What was Mark Jindrak doing in CMLL in 2004?
I couldn't tell you.
Alright, thank you, Cracker.
CMLL in 2004 as we're watching him in WWE.
Yeah, bro, it's a dual contract. Watch the product.
Oh, look, baby, Eddie Guerrero versus Huh?
Eddie Guerrero versus
Eddie Guerrero and who?
Eddie Guerrero and who?
Clearly, that's Heidenreich.
What?
You know what? That honestly might just be Heidenreich.
Hi. WrestleMania
goes Hollywood. Oh my God! The Stapless Center. My favorite WrestleMania of all time. My favorite WrestleMania of all time. It was
the fastest sellout in WrestleMania history. The greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Yep, the best Mania ever. What the? I thought that was like. I thought that was Ric Flair slipping on the floor.
I can't get up.
Dog, it's not until April. We're in. I don't even know what month we're in. September? We're in September. What
all
the fuck
these people.
They're buying tickets, dog.
You have to get that shit in fucking person, dude.
Yeah.
All
these people.
My bad.
I go to the boss office, brother.
I got the Judgment Day shirt, dude. Wait.
Oh my God.
What?
Not this again.
Sam's gonna jump that one man.
Look. He's fucking. He's got it. He's got this shit on. It exists. It's real.
He's
about
real. To jump that one man in particular to get it.
Marie. 8:43 a.m. Marie.
Hello, Jonathan.
Sam, if you want the Judgment Day 04 shirt, it's on eBay for $200.
Oh yeah, no, I'm good.
Done this bit excessively, but yes.
Yeah, I own a DVD because of it.
Oh my God.
I own a DVD because of it.
This is on this show. Please show it. Please, they're not gonna show it. God damn it, no. I wanted them to show the 8 mile pussy.
The main stinky pussy.
Why did y'all eat the stinky pussy? This is why you are. That's how Wyatt feels around me and Sam.
What?
Yeah. Mwah. Finally got a kiss this month. Yeah, that's great. What? Something, guys. Yes. What? Michael, you know me a long time, and I don't know. That's a crazy song, by the way.
Thank you.
Where's Dave? Scoop this
weekend. Right there, there's Dave Grohl right next to him. Well, I can see that, but
what's the scoop? Jackie, I'm assuming. And Charlie Haas are
engaged. Yeah. Engaged?
Whoa!
Yes, it is true.
Oh?
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Ow?
You lose!
Oh, my!
SmackDown versus Raw season mode legend. Like the
National Enquirer out here. Oh, yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy. Charles Haas gear, by the way.
This gear is sick as fuck, yeah, actually.
Crazy Charles Haas gear. Am I crazy or is this... I was going to say, is this like a mashup, but I have no idea what Charlie Haas's singles theme is.
I don't think he had one. I think it was always just the world's greatest tag team.
Yeah, he has
did
one.
Not, he did not have one. Charlie just kissed the belly of his
dagger. No. No. Charlie. This would be Charles a great...
Oh my God, Lillian, get off the apron. Yeah.
He couldn't have gotten like pink trunks for this.
This would be a great angle if
his
like,
whole gimmick is that he is not Rico. Gay.
I don't get it.
Neither is Rico, dude.
Oh wait, hold on. Burger King.
What?
Have it your way.
Whopper.
Oh, not lights.
Crazy.
Xbox.
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 Oh my God, they hit like a fucking bomb.
Oh my God. You're still in this company?
Yes, they're being controlled by the boss.
Oh yeah. The underboss.
Anyway, Bubba looks like shit. D-Von looks like a brick shithouse.
Actually looks slightly less fat here.
Yeah, he looks fine.
He's getting ready for that big run in Impact.
About 10 years later, yes. About 10 years later.
The big Noah run so they can win the tag titles.
Xbox!
Oh, yeah. These guys are going to enter the fucking G1 Tag League.
They're going to fight Tank and Tank. for the titles.
Hey, real quick, shouts out Hank and Tank. Those white boys have motion.
I said I agree. Welcome back.
They're like, they are really just public enemy. If public enemy actually,
we've been talking about this for like months when they we watched them face Dark State the first time. They're literally just public enemy.
Listen, yeah. I don't care how you fucking do it, but they somehow have to relicense and bring back the fucking nah, and give it to them.
Dawn Marie?
Dawn Marie?
Now, wait a minute. What's this? That's your Charlie stuff.
Not gonna be that, that's
he's my friend. He's my Charlie. My
it's
friend.
Like that's my Poppy, but it's that's my Charlie.
Wait a minute. It's Jackie's Charlie, isn't it? Jackie and Charlie are engaged.
I don't get it.
That's what he just told us. And if I can see
Jackie and Charlie?
We have an engagement ring on, Dawn.
Well, you know, I have a
don't get
ring
it.
Too, and I could say it's an
fuck? Oh, yeah, me and Sam.
What? Yeah.
The fact that this guy's a cop, imagine getting arrested by that guy.
I agree.
I would try to get arrested by him.
I asked, what?
Did you just...
No, no, let him cook. Let him cook, hold on.
Oh my fucking god, it's Rico!
My favorite Rico story is that Vince hated him because he was 40. Oh, what the hell?
That reminds me, last night Charlie loved when I grabbed him like that.
Rico's dipping. What?
Excuse me?
This is the last night when he ate my pussy. Boing, 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 boing. Jackie's walking to the ring. Chief
Allen Show. Someone get Rico in a triple threat with Norman Smiley and Gold Dust.
Wow, that pissed Dean off a lot.
Yeah, ruining the sanctity of the fucking ring.
Of the big... actually, no. Okay. We need to do Rico, Norman, Road Dog, and Gold Dust.
I don't think Road Dogg fucks enough.
Yes?
What?
What?
Crazy fucking.
Give him the ass move. What do you mean? Give him the ass pump handle. Why would he not be in it?
Well, I guess Norman Smiley's only done a finisher that is fucking.
Yeah, so like, Road Dogg.
Yeah, but like Goldust and Rico.
Road Dogg has a technique. He'll fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Goldust and Rico are just full offense of fucking.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do Rico, Goldust, Orlando Jordan, TNA style, and
okay, fine, Val.
Val?
Val?
Well, Dawn, Jackie's got a much bigger diamond ring on her hand than yours, so obviously she's paying attention to something.
I get it. Well, aren't you married to Al?
Al?
You have something bigger than Charlie? No, then oh, then Jackie.
Get my cock, brother.
Bigger than Charlie?
The director got a shot of Jackie. We could compare.
Want me to show you what I have?
Oh my God, it's so big, brother.
Also, I think we've had this conversation on the pod before, from like 02 onward. I don't want to hear a single motherfucker talk about the super kick is overused nowadays. These motherfuckers are using it forever.
Forever.
Like, yes, it's definitely used more now and way overused more now, but holy fuck, people were using it a lot. Even back then.
What the fuck?
She's so horny.
This angle of just being, yo, I want to fuck Charlie Haas of all people is insane, by the way. Of all people, it's
what?
Charlie Haas.
What the fuck?
Best moonsault. Me when I fucking die. Me when I fucking kill myself.
Me when I die.
And thought he was going to win off that, I would have went to the back and never wrestled again.
Oh my fucking god!
Okay, I'm not gonna
that
lie.
That sounded like it fucking hurt.
I thought Dom was gonna do the Inoki spot after that, and I thought she was gonna throw something in the ring.
Oh, she's gonna throw the fucking an out chair.
That's what I thought. I'm like, that's sick.
3D
jump scare. Unbelievable. That's ridiculous. Dude, you missed peak. Strawberry killed Hackett's Gata with her shoe.
Yeah, boy!
Strawberry and Jackie Gata, bitch, going at it.
Gay Rico is breaking it up?
Gay Rico.
Jason, the world's sexiest man. Go.
Nick Patrick.
And the innovator of violence, Carly Haas.
Jackie didn't hear any of that stuff Dawn Marie was saying about Charlie anyway.
What?
It is the final match in the best of five series.
Just five.
United States champion Booker T. John Cena.
Oh, good song.
At two matches apiece. Josh Matthews standing by with the challenger, John Cena.
Who's this?
John Cena. I can't wait
John Cena
about this Sunday's finals in the best of five series to crown an undisputed
Joshua
the
Matthews
between you, the doctor of Thuganomics, John Cena,
a doctor of Thuganomics, Sabu,
Josh Matthews,
Sabu,
you seem like introducing
doctor of Thuganomics, special rap, life, Johnson Matthews.
The doctor of Thuganomics, Joel Gertner?
Alright, that actually works.
That is true.
What, my mouthpiece? I'll put my piece in your mouth. Michael Cole, he's gay. We're lifting him out.
He's gonna walk away with nothing but a pocket full of memories. The other man.
Al?
He's gonna walk away with the one thing both you and I agree on.
My
the United penis. States Championship.
All right, good enough.
Now, Book, you bragging all about that you
but you're the Intercontinental Champion.
Five time.
Oh, yeah, that's cursed. Wow, that is true. What the fuck?
I'm the one time. And that one.
You're the cops?
Is the one that you holding around your waist.
I got it.
The United States Championship. That's
remember when shit used to mean something?
Championship.
Who? When?
No mercy.
I don't know, brother.
I'm taking my championship back. And there's not a damn thing. Not one damn thing you can do about it.
But I'm good.
I mean, he could win, simply. What?
Oh my god, Bob Holly's gonna kill
what?
Your ass.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is this?
Alright, baby, now we're cooking. We are cooking.
Why is he in jeans? British Bulldog style.
We are cooking.
He is British Bulldog gear.
What the fuck?
What the fuck am I doing? I just don't climb into the arena.
Oh my god. Hi.
Oh, Jonathan, please don't jump. You have so much to live for. Road Warrior Hawk, please don't jump. Please, Road Warrior, don't do it. No, please, God.
Road Warrior hiding.
Road Warrior John,
Road
please
Warrior,
don't. Oh,
right.
My God, where the fuck did you go?
He eventually
oh
is
God,
a Road Warrior.
I know.
Don't worry. I got something I want to say tonight.
Another Road Warrior that's going to commit suicide from the stage.
Road Warrior.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
Did Gordon hear my hawk bit?
No, I don't think he did.
All right, well.
All right, do it again.
Give me the respect I deserve.
Who are you?
Have you even had a match on SmackDown?
Who the fuck even are you?
My favorite Heidenreich lore is that he had a match with a fake Doink the Clown outside of a Burger King in like 2008.
Awesome.
That is sick as fuck. Also, hi, Fit Finley.
How's it going?
Yeah, we'll see you in about a year when you debut on the main roster.
Brother's been an agent forever and then just fucking was like, yeah, I guess I'll wrestle
again.
I'm gonna
get back in the ring.
Yeah, I'll take a few years off from this agenting thing. That's for the love of the game right there. I want your undivided
attention. He's a top star in WXW.
I'm not waiting. I'm starting. Journey of Wrestling Styles.
Yeah, my Journey of Wrestling. Hate are two
very strong. I'm a big fan of Road Warrior Reich here.
What?
Yeah, Road Warrior Hyde and Road Warrior.
Road Warrior Hyde and Road Warrior Reich. Listen
to me. What about Den?
Ah, Den. Men Den.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Is it getting hot in here? I did right.
Michael Cole, I'm gonna fuck you.
Michael Cole, I'm gonna call you the Big Show. And I'm Kurt Angle.
Oh, wait a minute.
Figure out the John, fuck!
Roses are red, violets are blue. Michael Cole, you're gay. Heidenreich.
The doctor of thugonomics, God Heidenreich? And left
me with anger and pain. Dude, that thing is fucking swinging.
Listen. That's what you said.
That's what they're fucking
imagine
swinging.
The fist, like, shoot fucking broken felon died. Like, it's halfway through his poem, like, roses are red. Vaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
They bring Jim Ross out to do the fucking fire functions of the entertainment.
Oh my god, folks, ladies and gentlemen, John Heidenreich has died.
John Heidenreich has died. Paul Heyman on the floor as he's falling.
John Heidenreich is alive. And he falls. He dies.
Paul Heyman still screaming. What are you doing as he's falling?
What are you doing? Yeah, what's coming now?
Dude, if Heidenreich made the fist fall into the Dudley's fucking entrance, it would have been the greatest SmackDown of all time.
If he could have timed it so that Bubba was directly under the fist when it fell,
he's up there on the fucking. He's up there on the fucking show opening. Pyro goes off again.
Oh my fucking god. They reset him. Heidenreich should have been up there the entire show and nobody noticed. He'll just out. That would be tremendous.
He should have been up there when Bubba was making his entrance, and then as the pyro for the theme hit, he cuts the fist and lands on top of Bubba and kills him.
What the fuck
do you like? You like my car, boy?
You're like, it's a.
I finally got my driver's license back.
It's a 2000.
I'm staring at it because I'm going to try to remember my license plate number.
This is my replacement of my 1988 Mercury Grand Marquis.
Call me SpongeBob SquarePants. The way I had to get my fucking driver's license until I was about 35.
Who would like to go?
No, the fucking lore is that he's not allowed to drive because he died.
Brother.
Yeah, but we'll
there's a recent episode where he got something, so I will count it.
Who would like to get in the back of my 2004 Hyundai Sonata?
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, has anybody seen a 1998 Mercury?
My friend Jonathan had his car stolen.
I'm not here to cut a promo. I'm here to
kill you myself. My friend John. Bradshaw Layfield was looking for it.
John Heinrich.
There he is. Hey, John, I got your car.
John, you still never told me what size hat you wear, boy. I wear a 36.
I'm looking for my car that was stolen, and I hope I find it at the next
For every 200 likes, I'll make ABL's hat bigger.
Champion. I'm kind of just hoping fucking Bob Holly comes out of nowhere and fucking starts beating the shit out of JBL.
I can't wait for the next Grand Marquis.
He beat Ric Flair. He beat Bret Hart. He beat Randy Savage. He's beaten them all. Stone Cold, The Rock, Triple H.
What the Bradshaw? What are you doing in your mouth?
Bradshaw, what size is your hat, boy?
Listen to me, kid.
Let's go hat shopping.
Never
back the hat.
Beaten
bitches be shopping.
And he never will.
John, wait for me right here while I walk inside this American Eagle.
I'm going into the JCPenney, boy. They got a sale on vests.
I like the way their jeans fit, if you catch my drift, John.
John,
hey, Jimbo, you gotta go to Urban Outfitters. They got a sale on hats.
We have to make a detour at Auntie Anne's Pretzels.
But we gotta go to Wetzel's and get some.
I love the pretzel bites with the cheese dip and sauce.
Gotta go
boy.
To Wetzel's and get some pretzels.
We should stop inside of Claire's so I can get my ears pierced.
Does what? This mall have a Bass Pro Shop?
Oh my god,
hold on, boy. They got
oh my god!
Oh my god, Bob Holly! Where are you fucking clown?
Just started.
Wow. I thought he was going to say it. I was really excited.
Hey, John, after you get done getting your ass whipped, do you care if we stop by the FYE? I need to pick up the newest Lynyrd Skynyrd CD. Oh, shit. I can only hope that Bradshaw will let me go inside of the Hot Topic.
Yo, Sam.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Would it be at all possible if I could go to the American Eagle with the Undertaker. Holy shit! Wait a minute, everybody! I think I just burned Jonathan Heidenreich.
Booker, let's make a left after we get off the escalators. I need to go to Air Apostle.
All right, first we gotta get off of. God damn it, John, they got lost on.
I hope you don't mind. I need to stop inside of the Hobby Lobby for Sarah.
Booker,
we're lost. See if there's a directory up here on one of them kiosks.
I'm going to the Pottery Barn. For Michelle. For Michelle. Then we could go to the Express.
Up side of the hall.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Layfield. Do you want to go to P.F. Chang's? I want some of their firecracker shrimp.
I want some orange chicken from the Panda Express.
I want their firecracker shrimp.
I'm fucking annihilating my voice right now.
So am I. I need to stop by Best Buy to pre-order Campaign Evolve.
You got a what? You ain't pre-ordering shit.
Booker, I gotta stop and pick up my Nintendo GameCube to play Day of Reckoning.
Oh my. All within London?
Oh my god.
What happened to your nose, boy?
I bought his action figure by accident.
That's awesome.
By accident?
Just now?
I went on eBay. No, I told you this
yeah, you did tell me this.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I'll say it again for John. I went on eBay because I was thinking about collecting the old Jack figures again, Josh. Like the Ruthless Aggression one.
Mm.
So I go on eBay and I found something.
See this?
And I didn't know that when you make an offer, if the person accepts the offer, it just automatically goes through and like now you've paid for it and everything. And I
learned how fucking eBay works.
I accidentally bought a 2-pack of Paul London and Chavo Guerrero and it came with the Cruiserweight Championship.
What? How much did you pay?
I only spent $20, but he was charging $30.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I was like, can you at least do it for 20? And he was like, yes, and now you have no choice.
Maybe I'll also start collecting fucking WWE figures.
I'm being very picky about it. Like, I'm only going to collect people that I actually give a fuck about. I'm not.
Yeah,
you know,
me too. I think I'm going to buy this Boogeyman one.
Oh, the Boogeyman.
Do you care if it's in package or not?
I do care if it's in the package, yes.
Okay.
I'm not a mint on card guy. I buy them and then I open it up.
Oh, wait. Dinathan.
Yes.
Is this the Kurt one that you were talking about earlier? 1 second.
He's getting back the United States Championship he believes belongs to him. That's which two
things John Cena and Booker. I have my
I'm just opening our text messages. I forgot I was texting Dean at 11 o'clock at night Wednesday about fucking Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
I'm literally at work getting fucking paragraphs about Sam's journey of wrestling booking. I'm like, this is so insane. Yes. Damn,
that is
the
same one.
What would that do for Booker T's confidence going into the matchup on Sunday? You gotta
figure it would kill. Like my figure shelf, I don't have a lot. Like I only have that Kurt, the Elite Sean, and the Elite Muda. But then I also have like I have the Chara Pro Akiyama and Kobashi.
What the?
Yeah, and then I have the fucking AEW LJN Cody.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, sweet chip music.
Me when I take over as the head booker of SmackDown in 2004 and I put the Undisputed title on Paul London. He needs to look back at his former friend as Paul London now goes up to the
top rope. Booker T's in trouble. And look at Miss.
Could you imagine if Paul London had just decided to go to TNA and was a part of the X Division instead? Oh man,
he
landed
hard. He did. He was called Amazing Red. Well,
maybe if real. Well, maybe if
Kidman wasn't out here. Schism kick.
Schism kick. Ready?
Oh my god, schism!
Ah!
That was for Stephanie Valcare, the love of my life.
Oh yeah!
Oh yes!
Gut show by Paul London here tonight, but again, that obviously confused.
Where's my belt? There it is. I found it.
Booker T with a steel chair. I'm sure still upset. He was knocked out by London last week.
There's no reason to do this. But that's Kidman now.
Billy Kidman.
Don't do it, Billy Kidman.
And Billy Kidman finally doing the right thing.
Let me do it.
Don't do it, Billy Kidman. Don't do it.
Oh, you're,
yes, this way.
London is
yes,
going to get
brain
him.
Style. Crazy Benoit style right now. Yeah, like, oh, there you go. It's fine.
Issue!
Yeah.
What you're telling me is Billy Kidman gives crazy back shots.
What?
I don't know. Ask Tori.
Oh, brother. I'll ask her myself.
I'm showing her.
You can come if you want to.
What is Billy Kidman's deal? I don't know, Cole, but I'll tell you what. Come this Sunday at No Mercy, this match
come Sunday.
Crazy sell by fucking Paul London.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Walk off. What? That is
all that I got left is my pride.
I hate you,
Jeff,
that's so clearly Hyden Reich.
I don't think it's Hyden Reich. I feel like Hyden Reich.
Yeah, it that is so clearly
Heidenreich's render, but it's not going to be Heidenreich.
Yeah, no, yeah, but I'm saying like it is so clearly Heidenreich's render.
I think it's Matt Morgan, bro.
What?
I don't think Matt Morgan's in the fucking company.
Blueprint?
Yes, he is. Matt
Morgan. Oh yeah! Oh, I'm coming to
Razor Ramon is here. You know what? Cool oh my God! It's Judgment Day 04.
Mercadito, no one cares that you're actually Razor Ramon, but you're from the Caribbean. You're cool.
Don't walk.
Don't walk, but I'm gonna walk.
Of people who don't want to be cool.
Hey.
Oh, baby!
Oh, baby!
Add it to the list if it's not.
It's already on
I think it is.
Alright,
John, I'm looking forward to your match, boy.
Alright. John, I'm hoping that this match ends quickly so we can stop at Newberry Comics.
Uh-uh, brother.
I gotta go buy that new DC
compact comic of the last Halloween.
Ooh!
Which I bought.
I need to stop by Newberry Comics so I can buy all the copies of the Absolute Batman fighting the Klan and burn them. John, yeah, fuck yeah. Maybe after we're done, we can stop by Box Lunch so I can buy a new Funko Pop. Wait a minute. They're not making Funkos anymore. What the fuck, boy?
They should make one about Michelle.
God, I gotta go get a drink. Holy fuck.
I grabbed a water.
The water.
I did. I grabbed the Toshiaki Kawater.
Idiot. I am going to destroy
as in annihilate. The hardcore
as in kill.
Himself, Bob Holly. I don't mean.
Holly, I tell you.
Wing.
Your plan just started.
Robert Holly.
Don't take much
for Holly. Bob, you kind of stink, brother.
He was never good at talking, was he?
He never stunk.
That's what I mean. You kind of stink, brother.
How do you fuck a clown? Nation. Oh, he's looking real jacked, baby.
Dude, he's always in insane fucking shape for no reason.
Is he gonna
crazy gassed out?
A Holocaust.
What?
That's a move. That is a real thing. It was said on TV several times. That is a move.
Which SmackDown versus Raw was it where he's like an exclusive character on the PSP? Is it? I think it's 08. Bob Holly.
Who the fuck is getting the PSP version for Hardcore Holly in 2008? Sam,
that's why I think it's so funny.
What
like,
game?
They were, I think it was SVR
08.
I definitely had SVR 08 on PSP.
Hardcore Holly is the most diabolical thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's why I think it's so funny is that they were just like, they were like, who's going to sell copies of this awful game on PSP? Oh, I know, Bob Holly.
Okay, to be fair, isn't 08 the one that had like the fucking boring game you can play?
I think that's 06.
Is that something different?
I think it's 06 because Eugene's in that game.
Eugene?
Yeah.
Sam, was that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
such a great fucking response. Oh yeah, bump and feed for Bob Holly.
You should really pick up another hobby.
Oh my God, that was to the throat. Yeah, do it again,
Sam.
Huh?
That was the perfect response.
Yeah, well.
With the championship intact, he's got to avoid that Hurst. And you know the
Hurst.
You heard Take before he said he's going to be Helmsley. On his rotting shoulder.
You suck. Go away.
Go away.
Oh.
What a fucking asshole.
Neckbreaker.
This is really going to come down to who is the stiffer wrestler.
Yeah, buddy, I'll tell you this. It ain't fucking Bob and Holly.
No, it is not. It's Bob Holly when he's in the ring with just about anybody other than this guy.
Yeah, I mean, when I kill you, brother.
I love JBL matches when he remembers that he was at one point Justin Hawk Bradshaw.
Yeah, when he remembers he was
just
fucking,
incredible.
He was a fucking blackjack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he had the fucking the mustache and like nothing else. That shit was sweet.
I'm Bob Holly. Y'all remember when I had a main event WWE title match at the Royal Rumble
this
year?
I drove a fucking race car and I got my fucking neck broken by like fucking Brock Lesnar?
Hey, you guys remember when I could have stopped Benoit from killing his family? Oh, that hadn't happened yet.
Oh, that happened.
That's really what when we saw the graphic for Bob Holly come up. It really felt like he was going to stop it. Like it's three years too early, but he's gonna stop it.
If anyone could have done it, it was Bob. Honestly, anyone could have by the sound of it.
Yeah,
it really did sound like
anyone
could stop it.
Everyone knew. Everyone did fucking nothing. Apparently.
Fucking, oh my God. What was the interview
wasn't
that I just... Jimmy Wang
Yang's, yeah. Hey, everybody knew he was going to do it. What does that mean?
Wasn't William Regal like his fucking neighbor?
Yes!
Yeah!
They lived...
Like,
they were not neighbors.
They lived
same
very close to each other.
Yeah, they were in the same town where like he could hear them argue.
Yeah. Or had like heard from
this match was recorded twice.
Look out, here comes the JBL.
Well, JBL going to a place he very rarely goes, the top rope.
Oh, JBL's dead, guys.
JBL, don't do that.
What?
Hardcore with the right hands to the champion.
straight rights by Hardcore Holly.
Boss Man Mayfield.
You know, Hardcore Holly. Match, and that's where Holly's
at his best. An actual ECW wrestler?
Yeah, it's, we got 2 years before he gets a back pussy.
What?
That's true. That's true. Left, right, he's
ambidextrous. The champion. Ambidextrous.
Excuse me? Ambidextrous, brother. You know what that means? He could joke with both of his hands.
Oh my god. He just yelled, oh, come god. On, Nick, Nick
Patrick. Assumed the position.
He assumed the position.
Me when I big boot you and get rid of it. Me when I big boot you and then present you my asshole.
Nick Patrick and after years of soaping up the entire roster, finally, it is now his turn.
Me when I'm Nick Patrick and I very obviously tell you when to kick out of a pin.
Alright, one, two, when I get on the mic, kick out now.
Yeah. Me when I'm Nick Patrick and I give a fuck about literally every other
match. 2 minutes left. Hizo, Hizo, you got the nerve. Hizo, Hizo means go to finish.
Me when I'm Nick Patrick and I give too much of a fuck about literally every match that I referee except for the main event of Starrcade 97.
Ollie should put his hat on. It's like a...
Wing. Oh my god!
That's pretty cool.
That wasn't.
Calls him the Hardcore Hilariat.
What? Somebody that's some shit that fucking Bill DeBot would have done in fucking WCW.
WCW.
Boy. Oh yeah.
I'm not kidding. I want to see what the star rating for this match is.
I could look it up if there. I will maybe give you a cage match rating.
Yeah, give me a cage match rating.
What's the date for this?
Oh, you're gonna die. You are gonna die. Oh, okay.
September 30th, 2004.
He might still die.
All right, Jesus. Jump up.
Unbelievable.
We're expecting way too much out of JBL.
That was fucked up. Nation.
Asion. You give me the correct SmackDown.
Ooh, he's gonna smoke weed.
Wow.
Yeah, he's gonna put the cigar out on his back.
This is the first time he. This is the first time he's done it. I don't know what's going on. Oh my god, Alabama! Alabama!
Oh my god. He took that like ass. How much did that take out of Holly?
What a counter with the Alabama slam! Dude, I feel like we booked this match.
Yeah, this match rules.
Only we think the match is good.
Yo, this kicks out. Why are you in color?
And you're bleeding.
When did you gig?
All right.
When and why did you gig?
All right, Justin. This got a 6.82.
Way too low.
You're going to say 6 stars.
No, is that out of five or out of ten?
Why did you gig?
6.8 out of 5, yes.
He clearly, like, just gigged. Why did you gig? And why did you do it during commercial? Okay, here we go.
He grabs the mic and he goes,
that's not a DQ for some reason.
Oh my god, yeah, no.
You run it across my head like this. I am bleeding.
You know what? I don't think if you hit somebody in the head with the stairs, it should be a DQ if it's legal that you can throw them into
you
the stairs.
You DQ'd him for a big boot?
No, he DQ'd him for the stairs.
Well, fucking 5 minutes later?
5 minutes after he...
Yeah, he's been arguing with
Nick
Patrick
sucks ass.
Yeah, you and I stink ass cheeks. I'm an ass butt. That reminds me, Deed, you saw the video of Lou Albano versus... Whoever it wasn't, he just carry up the blades to the camera.
Oh my god, yes! The little
that's my favorite fucking video.
He gets punched, he does a crazy back.
He gets punched once and just looks into the fucking camera and just runs
It looks like the fucking Nick Gage running the pizza cutter over Jericho's head
Except he does it by himself and it's fucking hilarious.
There was a match I saw a clip of like a couple days ago. I wish I could remember who it was, but whoever it was took the blade from the ref very clearly and had their fist like clinched around the blade. for 5 minutes. Like, they were bumping with the fucking blade in their hand.
My God.
Eddie spot. The Eddie Judgment Day 04 spot.
Honestly, yeah. Fucking Kyle O'Reilly from this week's Dynamite is mine.
Blood and Guts.
Dude, that's so sweet. Welcome back, Eddie Guerrero.
He bled a crazy amount. But Sky Blue bled a crazy amount.
Yeah.
She's fucking crazy, dog.
The Sky Juice. I think Patrick bladed it too.
I was gonna say
awesome. Hopefully it was hard way.
It's a shame it didn't succeed.
JBL with a thunderous
mission.
Hell no.
No.
Oh, you're taking this clothesline big time.
Dude. Not the hilariat. Oh, you fucking asshole. Not the hilariat. God damn it.
All right, now powerbomb him on the back of the stairs.
I thought, okay, I didn't realize he was doing that. I thought he was actually doing the fucking Booker T taunt.
He was going to hit the spinneroony.
Full gear with the hat on is crazy.
Thought he was doing.
Everybody shut up. The wrestling god's talking.
You don't play mind games with me!
What?
Okay. Play more games with me, Bobby.
There will be no referee and no bell to stop me and no mercy ending The Undertaker's career.
This dude,
John, why are you getting so hostile? I'm just trying to go to the Lego store.
Dead or alive,
the fuck I'm not.
I fear no man. And no mercy!
GameStop.
I will.
Gorn.
I wish this fucker would get in the ring one last time against Hangman.
JBL?
That would be insane.
Yeah. The Undertaker?
JBL, yes. JBL. I don't want Undertaker to step in the ring ever again.
Undertaker versus Hangman would actually be fucking insane.
I think he might kill him.
I've been waiting here in the parking lot of the local mall.
Four.
Visceral. And now Orlando.
Orlando.
I defeated the ministry. Now I must defeat
the
state.
Oh my god, he got fucking symbolized!
Alright, this is kind of...
He got fucking symbolized!
The thought of him being symbolized while Heidenreich on the fist, they've both just been up there all night.
Quote a recent movie, hey Undertaker, you glad? Because that's a fucking crazy thing to do, brother.
Hey, is that Heidenreich up there?
Wait, what the fuck is Heidenreich?
They should have put Heidenreich up there.
No, that's what I was saying. The idea that Orlando's been up there all night and Heidenreich's been on the fist all night and no one noticed or said anything.
Orlando Jordan
funny.
Also falls and he goes.
That's fucking crazy visual. Holy shit, dude. That looked so fucking cool.
That was cool, though. What the hell?
I think it is Matt Morgan.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I genuinely think it is Matt Morgan. Oh my god, you're out of touch! I'm out of time!
Who the fuck is that guy?
Johnny the Bullstream Bully?
Fuck you, man.
He looks like Jackie Jr. He looks like Jackie Jr.
Little fans, it appears as though the Big Sal has lost a shit ton of weight. Good for him.
Nunzio and Relic.
Yeah,
but...
Ooh, that's murder spelled backwards.
Yeah.
Oh.
Justin Door. And I found out that Johnny Stamboli was Relic for the first time because of Journey of Wrestling.
And also he was fake Great Muda. Which is the way funnier one.
I forgot about fake Great Muda. I'll send a picture of Johnny Stamboli as the Great Muda.
Are you the Cruiserweight Champion? Yes, you are.
Oh, he's the Cruiserweight Champion. Right.
Those are two pictures of Johnny Stamboli Muda.
A great motherfucker. I'm kind of cooked, actually. ECW. Yeah.
Okay, anyhow. All right, moving on now. The boss set for action.
Oh, you're making dirty faces now. All right, that's for sure.
Actually, I'm still stunned at what transpired here over the past few minutes on SmackDown, but nonetheless, Nunzio.
My favorite race war, the Dudleys versus the Italians.
Fight Dudley here. You're right in that cruiserweight title hunt. It'll make
the neighborhood. The Italians versus the idiots.
Queens, hey, don't call the FBI that.
Yo, I fucking called him that more. The fuck wrong with you?
I take that back.
I've met Nunzio several times, by the way.
What?
Yes.
I would like to meet Nunzio.
He lives in
Stop
my town.
Yelling.
I thought Bubba shoot a scream. Wah.
I would like, not put
you can't
it past
say that
him.
Shit.
He would. That is a slur he would be able to get across.
Oh, he absolutely
on TV.
Would, but like, I'm like, can't say that shit. How about Michael Cole earlier? Now he got. Oh my god!
Me when I drop you on your fucking head.
All right. To be fair, that was basically leaning Tower of Calm.
Wait a minute. Insane.
But it is.
Was Nunzio in Pancrase or the UWF? I can't remember.
You're asking the wrong fucking people.
Yeah.
Wait, what? You act like I know that off the top
UWF.
Of my head.
He was in UWF.
He was in New Japan.
I don't know. Fucking look it up.
With Giant Bernard and Big Vito. And Big Vito.
Shout out Big Vito.
They were the FBI. Full Bernard and Italians. You got like me, fully Bernarded.
He was in the UWF for a year.
Told you.
Yeah.
Oh, JBL's back.
How is anybody supposed to recover from?
Okay.
How is anybody supposed to recover from fucking Orlando Jordan being symbolized? Like
very easily, apparently, they just immediately brushed over it. He's probably
still
up there.
He's
yeah. Still up there. Just hear him in the distance.
Here's Spike
with the crossover ring. Mr. Layfield! Road Warrior! Yo, what's that noise? Yo, what's that noise, brother? Mr. Layfield! Who the fuck is making that fucking noise?
I love Death Riders like that move.
You know what? He is just like
he is just
the devolution of fucking John.
The fucking
Moxley.
Gear, the bulldog choke. This is just young John Moxley.
You know what, Dean? I hate you. Now I have to do it.
Thank
What's
you.
Mike Dudley coming out to the fucking?
Now I.
Yes.
I have to do it. Fuck you, fucking asshole. When you were first grade. Hey, look at Nunzio. You can personally attack the elbows to the midsection. Shot to the back of the head. Nunzio whipped off the ropes. Okay, what if we took 2009 Spike Dudley and put him into the Death Riders?
What?
Ooh.
When he was bald.
What if we put current Spike Dudley in the Death Riders?
What is current Spike
Dudley
doing? It would probably work.
Hey, is One Night Stand... Has One Night Stand happened yet or no?
That's
we're in 2004.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Watch the product.
Never were further in. And look at the shoulder to the midsection as Spike continues to take it to Nunzio. And another right hand by Spike Dudley.
Uno, due, tre. Oh, sorry.
I don't know why I expected him to do the Bronco Buster, but I did.
Yeah, honestly, Nunzio should do an Italian 10 punches.
I hate
funny you had the mute going.
I hate the fucking. We went from good Italian representation in the FBI to Santino.
What do you mean?
And what's wrong with Santino?
I fucking
he's not
hate
Italian.
Santino.
How dare you? Santino's the perfect Italian, actually.
John Cena.
John Cena.
John Cena. John Cena. Yes, see? Fuck you.
Dino. Baptista.
My favorite Italian Canadian, Anthony Barella.
We could have had. Was Fabian Eichner Italian? Like actually
yes.
Italian?
Yes.
We could have had that, but then he tried to fuck.
We could have him as Santino Marella. No, it's a me, Giovanni Vinci. The Undertaker has taken away all of JBL's backup, and it's now
down to one-on-one at No Mercy Sunday. JBL and the Undertaker. Ooh, No Mercy Sunday. Yeah, he's on his own. Yes, against the Big Show. No Mercy Saturday and No Mercy Sunday.
Yeah, all pay-per-view should definitely be 2 days.
Could you imagine that? A two-night No Mercy 04.
God, dude. We'd have fucking Steve Williams versus somebody in the crowd on night one.
Steve Williams of Japan fame. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. He's picking up some steam. He's pinning up a back body
drop. Hogan kicked out, brother. He's picking up steam from out of shit.
Oh,
the position.
Sicilian swing.
Oh my god.
Alright, dude.
What?
Nice.
You're gonna beat him off this? I was gonna say, you're not beating his ass off this.
Let's fucking go, baby! Motherfucker! Suck my fucking dick and balls.
Victory for the Maratados everywhere.
Oh, my paisans, rise up.
Oh, my paisans, rise up.
Oh, he's gonna fucking beat the shit out of the Dudleys again. Or not, we're just gonna go to commercial. Oh boy, my favorite!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
At least we can still see what's going on the fucking show that we don't watch.
That this business has ever seen, which is why it's so tragic to see what you've become. This generation is going to remember Ric Flair for kissing Triple H's. Ric Flair, you know Fuck. Damn well
what?
That a true legend.
What'd you say? I'm sorry, kid. No, you cut out.
He cut out in real life.
I'm here.
Four choices. God.
Uh-huh. Oh, my lord. Egg?
Baptista.
Years I've had to listen to Randy Orton run his mouth about how he is the future of Evolution. It was never about Randy Orton. It was always about Baptista.
Randy Orton must win against Evolution's
must win.
Disqualification match. And they're certainly beginning to build the momentum. Look at this. The momentum. Here comes the champ. This is legal, but it's not right. And here comes Ric Flair!
What the?
And a true legend takes crap from nobody.
Oh, fuck you!
Stupid advice!
Look at the loyalty shown by the Nature Boy!
The four horsemen are alive and well. Wait, where's Randy?
SmackDown gets ready for No Mercy Sunday on pay-per-view. I still can't get out of my mind after what happened last week. Kurt Angle
putting a tranquilizer dart into the back of a human being, the Big Show.
Yeah, what did he do, Michael Cole?
If that wasn't enough, shooting a man with a tranquilizer dart, then humiliated. Shaving the Big Show's head on national TV, just humiliated. Now Kurt's got to go into this thing alone.
Yeah, what's going to happen this coming Sunday when the Big Show meets Kurt Angle one-on-one, and you hit the nail on the head. General Manager Theodore Long says Kurt Angle must go into this matchup.
That's such a crazy picture, dog.
But the Giant was in some state of mind.
I don't know what I'm doing.
But the Giant is here.
Oh my god.
What the fuck? It's Nathan Jones.
Oh my god, Dean.
Something no man has ever been.
The closest of Boggle Road.
I was shot in the back with a tranquilizer dart.
There's my Nathan Jones impression.
Like something like I'm some sort of game trophy. And for the first time in my life, I was helpless. And I couldn't do a damn thing about it.
Motherfucker hiding as if we won't fucking know what it looks like. Bald.
But it wasn't
good day.
It was about humbling me.
Today.
Well, I took the liberty.
I've started a couple movies.
Left me with.
Oh, I was in the film Ricky Stenicky.
Because every morning.
Was he?
Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm he plays one of the bodyguards or hitman that are like chasing John Cena.
I was also in Mortal Kombat.
Giant mistake.
A giant mistake.
Breathing. And this Sunday,
you are sweaty. You are doing absolutely nothing, and you are sweating.
I'm going to subject Kurt Angle to the worst beating he has ever suffered. This Sunday, I will show Kurt Angle.
Grab King Kong Bundy.
Mercy.
And I won't be denied. All that I got left is my pride. Ooh, Kansas. Oh, Wichita Kus.
Wichita Kus. Kansas Coliseum?
The Kansas Coliseum?
Tough enough.
Please be who I think it is, please.
Jason.
Please. Where is he? Where is he? No, not yet.
How are you?
Who? You are crazy, dog.
Who the hell are you?
John Mayer was on top of it.
Now get out of my face. My name's Lewis Williams. For the past 3 years,
who?
I got Steve Williams.
Fuck Dr. Day.
Fuck Dr. Day.
Oi, Yui, I'm gonna join the WWF.
What the?
Oh, hey, look who it is.
Oh my god.
That's good to agree, man.
What the?
Oh my god.
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
He said, just give me 5 more years to come up with the worst finisher of all fucking time, and I will be there.
That's a crazy jump scare. Byron Saxton of the 2004 Tough Enough.
Mr. Angle, I have a partner.
Mr. Angle, that came out.
This sucks.
Shut up.
How dare you?
You suck. Fuck you.
I love the ruthless aggression.
That friend, that's too woke.
Tag team is the walking embodiment of what was wrong with this time period.
The
literal coolest thing ever. Justin, this sucks. Fuck you.
No, here's my take. No. I shoot fucking love these two.
Yeah, this rules.
I shoot love. Mark Jindrak. Luther Reigns is okay,
Mark,
but
I shoot love Mark Jindrak.
I feel the complete opposite. Like, I actually like Luther Reigns.
Watch
his
WCW shit. That guy was sweet.
I like to reiterate, Dean agrees with me, therefore I am changing my answer.
Hot take.
Want the Tabasco.
Hot take. I love Eddie Guerrero.
I don't get it.
Look at my Tabasco shirt.
I fucking like my spicy shit.
All right. Is his partner Matthew Morgan?
It's gonna
be Blueprint. Undertaker is ticklish.
Yeah, I saw that shirt a couple times.
The hell?
Judd, stop it.
Oh my god!
Boing, boy. Yo, look at my car's pulling a Zach Gowen!
I was gonna say his car did this impression of JR's mouth.
Alright.
That's crazy. Why the fuck would you say that? Oh my god, it's Hulk Hogan!
Hello? Whoa!
Oh my
That's
god.
Really disappointing!
Matt Morgan!
This is kind of a letdown.
Whoa, we both do frog splashes.
My SBR 2011 gear, what the fuck?
This sucks.
Isn't that funny that we're let down by the fact that it's Rob Van Dam and not 2004 Matt Morgan?
Yeah. No, it's...
Yes, actually. You know who it should have been?
Boing!
Giant Bernard.
That would have been awesome.
I would have came.
Giant Bernard for the bit.
Dude, this fucking Eddie gear kicks ass.
This is good gear, brother.
Yeah, put it in the game instead of putting the same one in every game.
Hot take, though. Luther Reigns' gear kicks ass.
I agree.
Luther Reigns should have just done...
What a fucking asshole.
Luther Reigns, they should have just...
Oh, yeah.
Go out there and be Sid.
Real.
He was.
My stomach.
In our canon, he is.
A little bit more.
Yeah. In our canon, he was Sid.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's the loudest I've heard the crowd all night.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I actually thought it was something important.
Same.
I hope Luther Reigns answers the...
Is
the mystery opponent tonight.
All right. Here's... All right, so Roman. This is what we're going to do. We're going to... Ah, wow, that was close, kid. Hi-yah! All right, so when does Dean come in? Alright, ready? 5-star frog split. Wait.
It's over.
Yeah, we're not going to finish yet. What the fuck? Why did you move, Roman? Roman, alright, 1, 2. Oh, there's Seth. Thanks, bud. Alright, when does Jay come out?
Don't you ever say that again, you fucking terrorist.
What?
Jey Uso, if he was in the Ruthless Aggression locker room and his dad wasn't there to protect him, would be hazed indubiously by Bob Holly.
Ruthless Aggression.
I don't know.
Ruthless Aggression.
Ruthless Aggression.
The mana.
All right, that's our next shirt. Put that down.
Yeah, Ruthless Aggression.
No one feel that.
He would throw the shittiest super kick of all time at JBL, and then JBL would take his goddamn.
JBL would shoot him in the face with a shotgun.
He probably would have. The moment he tried yeet once, he actually would have died backstage.
Yeah, I'd like to see a Benoit Jey Uso interaction in 2006.
You know how, like,
he would have killed him.
You know how The Miz wasn't allowed to change in the locker room until he talked to
him? Jey Uso would have been allowed to breathe.
Jey Uso would have been The Miz.
Jey Uso wouldn't be allowed to change in the locker room, would ask Undertaker if he could come back, and Undertaker would go, fuck
he
no.
Would have been... He wouldn't be allowed to change.
Oh.
In the arena, let alone the room. Wow, that was some speed by them, my man. Eddie meets Luther Reigns Sunday at No Mercy. RVD teams with Rey Mysterio against the tag team champions Kenzo and Renee Sunday.
Boing. Oh my god.
Very nice.
Why do y'all hate fucking Mark Jindrak?
I don't hate him. It's just that there's, like, not much to him.
Fuck
like
you.
He's I'm not saying he's a bad worker. I don't think he's, like, the worst worker.
Yeah.
I just
have they
don't.
Considered finding something for him? Because I don't think they found anything for him.
No, I know. It's not all his fault. It's just why I'm not, like, the biggest fan of him is all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Abdominal stretch. Abdominal stretch.
I'll say this. Shoot. After watching it, I actually really like the fucking Natural Born Thrillers. No, stuff he
Who
did.
Else was in like, the Natural Born Thrillers other than Mike Sanders?
Sean O'Hare. Chuck
okay,
Colombo.
Never mind. No, all you had to do was say Sean O'Hare. I'm in.
Reno.
Reno!
a roll of the dice?
Yeah.
Boing.
Johnny Stamboli for a second.
Johnny Stromboli.
And he tagged me in.
Mr. Guerrero, I want to wrestle.
Tinor Guerrero, tag me in, poor favor.
Cener Guerrero.
I speak Espanol. Ayudame, poor favor, Senor Guerrero.
I'm a girl. I got that one right.
I speak Espanol.
I got that one right, Senor. Ah, oh, shit.
Eddie, my amigo, can I be in the match?
My amigo.
Mr. RVD, can I have that joint?
Mr. RVD.
RVD.
Mr. Damn.
Mr. Damn.
Mr. Rob.
Why are we talking about the 2003 White Boy of the Year, Shelton Benjamin?
What the hell?
Mr. Standard.
We all know about Jindrak's athletic ability, his vertical leap.
Mr. Hurt.
Mr. Hurt, people.
Well, Gunner.
Mr. P.
Hey.
Fuck,
oh,
you.
Eliminated.
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Dude, he took that. Dude, you took that bump crazy for no fucking reason.
Roman, kid, you gotta learn how to work, kid.
They call it a promo, kid. If you don't want to,
it's called a wear down spot, kid. You gotta learn it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jindrak. And here comes that Mr. Eagle, watch this.
Watch what I'm gonna do. See, look, that was actually good. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, fuck
I'm not
you,
saying
Justin.
That they're.
Watch
they're
that not enough. Fuck you.
Once again, as soon as Dean agreed with me, I immediately knew.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
wrong.
You disrespect
these two, man. You disrespect these two being Sever on their ass now. Fuck you.
Mr. Havoc, go fuck yourself.
Mr. Santos.
Mr. Santos.
No, I can't.
I can't say what I want to say because it'll reveal your career choice.
You can't do it. I'm sorry. Damn it. Fuck you and your.
Oh my god.
Yeah, see. Fuck you, Dean. Fuck you, Dean. Fuck you, Dean.
Mr. Santos, don't die for our country.
Mr. Santos,
I can say that. It's not that revealing.
Happy Veterans Day, Mr. Santos.
But he is a human being. Not that revealing.
Let me serve this country. I've served this country before.
Judas.
I've served this country before.
Give me some of them MREs. I've had MREs before.
MREs before. I've had MREs before.
Let me get some of that pasta with meat sauce.
Oh, Mr. Eagle, they're giving us steak and lobster. That's good.
Mr. Reigns, no.
Steak and lobster. That means we're going home soon, right?
That means we're going home soon, Mr. This turned into a mice and men.
Mr. Eagle, why are we in this field alone?
Mr. Eagle, where are the rabbits? Mr. Eagle, remember that girl I killed because she wanted to fuck me?
Judas. Oh, Eddie's cheating. Go figure.
Eddie cheated. Tinor, that's not fair.
Mr. Latino Heat. Mr. You lie, you cheat, you steal.
Mr. Cito, what are you doing?
Mr. Bush, I thought you said Saddam had weapons of mass
destruction. You know,
some of them WMDs. I've had WMDs before.
It's crazy you say that because I actually finally watched Saddam Hussein's fucking hanging the other day.
Finally.
That shit was crazy.
the long-awaited reaction video of Sam watching.
All right, guys, people are reacting to this. Now
it's time to fuck this.
Guys, don't forget to click like and subscribe. Leave a comment down below if you think they should have hung Saddam. If you don't,
survey time.
Survey time.
Do you want to see the hanging of Saddam Hussein? Or do you want to see the hanging of the NWO? Alright, Kev, whip it out.
What the?
Survey says.
Hung.
he had Kev whip it out before the survey fucking finished.
Survey says.
Oh, I never had a problem. Kev. I never had a problem with Saddam.
Oh, well, you missed. Right. Oh my god, when he gave him fucking CTE.
That was Irv's fault.
You fell.
That was 100% Robert's fault. No, we're not doing that.
No, it will happen eventually. We have to find the right bit.
Yeah, when he runs through another wall.
He gets cured.
he gets cured.
He gets super intelligent. He gets like super intelligent.
Yeah, if he takes a crazy
like
head bump
super
in the
well
ring.
Spoke good.
Mr. Bush, I thought you said Bin Laden didn't have nukes.
Mr. Angle, why can't I go to Bin Laden's island on Animal Crossing?
Mr. Bush, what happened to the towers of New York?
Mr. Ventura, wasn't it an inside job?
But let me tell you something, Mr.
Boing.
Reigns. I'll tell you first and foremost, you and that tag team partner of yours better listen good. I'm here to tell you a really good story about the Twin Towers. There was a man by the name of Akeem.
Yep. As soon as you said Twin Towers, I went, oh, he's gonna pivot.
Yeah, fuck you. We finished the bit.
There was a Pac-Man joke that was there. I'm glad you didn't.
You, yeah.
The first
fuck
tower
you, Dean. Fuck you, Dean. Fuck
this
you, Dean.
This is when the first tower fell.
Fuck you, Dean. Yeah, see, Sam.
Oh, sorry, Sam.
It's all right, Sam. I'll take it out for you.
Thank you. Wait, what? Look at the wreckage, the debris in the ring.
Referee losing a little control. Yep.
Oh, Mr. Jindrak, I'll help.
Right here at the end.
Here's my really cool finisher.
Ross Crowds. And now Van Dam.
Knows that he's in trouble. Pulls out over the top. Ow.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's...
Wow.
Let's fucking go. Fuck you, Justin. Fuck you, Dean.
Yeah. Me and Sam win again.
Mr. Havoc, fuck you. Mr. Santos, fuck you, too.
You did it, Mr. Jindrak.
Mr. Cassagnoli, I love you.
Mr. Samathan, I love you, too. Oh, my God. Ross Crowns. Wing.
Dude, that move rules.
And that's a good move.
The Sustay. Is that it? Is that the...
I think that's the end of the... Oh, no, it's not. What the fuck is left?
Two minutes left.
Nation, there's two minutes
left. Oh, my
God.
I think I know what's left.
What do you mean you know what's left?
Aiden Reich.
No, I don't think it's... Oh, never mind. It's a video package.
What the fuck? Oh.
Analog Horror No Mercy promo?
Yeah, what the fuck was that? VHS-04 coming soon.
A music video.
Alright, Justin, take us out.
Alright, everyone. Well, thank you all for watching the September 30th, 2004 episode of SmackDown. For John, for Dean, for Sam, I'm Justin. Fuck you, love you, bye.
Goodbye, Mr. YDR listeners.
Bye.